Blog Talk Radio.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in problems from straight love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
Chevette Walker, main Gilroy supporter. Number love for you, to you, my queen. Keep doing what you do, baby. So hold us down. You know what I'm saying? We need you over here. And that's love and that's church, baby. Appreciate your prayers, love, and continued support over here on Gilroy Radio and Trey Love personally. And that's church. Terica Lashane, I see you over there, little mama. She stay poking me. Terica, you know what? You be starting stuff. I got you, though, little mama. Trust me. Shanna McCoy, love to you, baby. I got you poked, baby. Lady Love, I know you just lost your grandmother, so I want to shout you out. RIP to her, and you just keep doing what you do, beautiful thing. Jamila Turner, yeah, I see you over there, baby. You get your poke back. Lisa Allen Middleton, you get your poke back, baby. Trust me. Bridget L. Gordon, put the S in sexy, fine old. Thick red bone over there. Yeah, we're going to poke you back too, baby. Tracy Watts Miller, we're going to poke you too. Deborah Green, now you my sister, but I guess, you know what I'm saying, we ain't no blood, so I guess I'm going to poke you too. To Shuggy, I see you over there, Shuggy. I'm going to poke you too. To Chris Tyner, I can't even say your name, but you're cute, so I'm going to poke you too. To my girl, Radiant Lotus, I'm going to poke you too. To Raquel, I'm going to poke you too. Tiffany, I'm going to poke you too. Mary Talbert P, I'm going to poke you too. You know what I'm saying? Aterior Clark, I'm going to poke you too. To Elga Elizabeth Thompson, I'm going to poke you too. To my girl Miriam with your code name on there, you get a poke too, girl. To Jade Marie Quentin, you get a poke too. That's all the ladies out there. And y'all make sure y'all holler at me. You know what I'm saying? I'll give y'all some pokes back. It's a comedian, my girl Miss Q. Y'all check her out, man. She's doing some live things, man. Got to promote this Friday coming up on Giro Radio, y'all. We're going to have a very special guest in the house, man. JT Thompson from College Hill, man. JT is my homeboy, man. You know, good friend of mine, man. Young brother doing his thing, man. He really making some stuff happen. We were actually in a film together called The Bar Exam. Yeah, The Bar Exam. I have to be thinking, y'all. There's a lot of things going on. Been blessings, you know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for each and everything I do and every film and everything that God gives me. And I want to say to, because I know I got a lot of listeners that kind of tune in and whatnot that are younger cats and stuff and younger and trying to be, per se, in this business. And I want to say to you that keep this in mind. No matter how big you get, what you have to do, you have to treat each and every opportunity as if it's a $1 million opportunity. It doesn't matter if you're paid, if you're not getting paid. When you're on the ground level and you're working and you're building your resume, you put time and effort into that because don't nobody know you. I'm doing all this right now, making all this noise, and guess what? I'm smart enough to realize don't nobody know me. Until I get a $1 million check, y'all, I'm still going to make noise. That's why I make so much damn noise, because I'm working on getting that $1 million check, and that's church. Don't be afraid. Put God in his perspective place, which is first and foremost in your life, man. You can make some things happen. You know what I'm saying? So I got to shout my boy out, man. He's a grinder, man. JT, look for nothing but the best coming from him, man. We're going to be blessed to have that brother on with us live on Gilroy Radio come Facebook Fridays, man. We're going to get down. But for now, man, let me let y'all get turned up. Let's have a little fun, man. Y'all live on Gilroy Radio.
makes any difference. I still love you, girl. You're my weakness. You change my world. Share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want. Everything I need. Ooh, baby. Makes any difference. I give you all my heart. You're my sunset. Anywhere you are. Maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my queen. Your love's like a river, girl. Running right through me. Share my life.
Share.
Hey, girl.
Life.
You can trust in me.
Trust.
Baby.
In me, girl.
You're all I want.
You're all.
Hey, girl.
Want.
Yeah, everything I need. Hey. You're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song. 'Cause I need you in my world. Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey, girl. You can trust in me, girl.
Trust,
baby.
Me, girl.
You're all I want.
You're all
baby.
I want.
Baby. You're everything I need. Yeah.
Share.
I really mean it, babe.
Share.
Hey,
my
girl.
Life.
I'll give you what you want, babe.
Share.
We got over here on Gilroy, baby. Y'all give it up for the man, Kim. Share my life. That's the beauty and joy I'm trying to bring to everybody. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we got to deal with. Y'all, let's be quick to love. Let's be slow to anger. Let's be quick to forgive, but let's also be quick to not forget. Because you are dealing with snakes out here. You understand what I'm saying? You got to know how to handle people. And, I mean, be mindful of how those people are. But don't let that change your soul and who you are and what makes you you. If you sweet like me. If you one of them nasty people, then you go ahead and do that too. That's on you. But for the people that are good-hearted, good-natured, that ain't trying to cheat nobody, ain't trying to get over on nobody, that money really means nothing to a person like us. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to love. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I see you over there, Monica Hughes. That's my baby, y'all. That's Gilroy. East Coast Radio, yo. And if you any of the artists that want to get on Gilroy Radio to get an interview with me, please do not hesitate to send Monica Hughes. Look her up on Facebook too as well, guys. Please do not hesitate to send an email over to Monica Hughes at Gilroy East Coast Radio. That's GILROYEASTRADIO at gmail.com. She will line you up and get you all hooked up, baby. Trust me. And don't worry about anything, Monica, today. I'm just having fun. I'm going to just play music because I need to update the people anyway, because y'all need to know what's going on with me, man. I got a very special young lady that's working with me directly, Sophia Reed. We're going to get more into that later, because we got to talk about this product, y'all. We getting together and we putting it together. And it's for you. It's for all my fans, my friends, you ladies that just support me and got me over here blushing, always telling me I'm sexy and fine and all the things I want to do with me. Oh, let me stop. I went into a mode right there. Forgive me for a minute, ladies. I'm just saying, you know. I mean, I be wanting to do them things back to y'all. You know what I'm talking about. I can't help myself. It just is what it is. I'm like I said, let me just give y'all the updates. Also, I want to shout out Carla ELTM, you know what I'm saying, to my folks over there, man. They're making things happen. They recently had a tragedy, so I want to shout out Mr. Ron Anthony ELTM and his son who passed away. Aaron Anthony, know that you are sincerely with our prayers over here at Gilroy Radio. I want to make sure that everyone knows that. And I want to say a prayer real quick, and then from there I'm going to go into another mode because I want to have a little fun. But, I want to get wild, but I do want to say a prayer right now, just a quick prayer for everybody within the sound of my voice. Let's just take a moment. You don't have to close your eyes if you're at work or whatever, but just, you know what I'm saying, let God know that your spirit is listening, y'all, and I'm going to pray a prayer for all of us, and this is a special prayer that I pray constantly. So this is for y'all and for us, y'all. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. That's just my prayer, y'all. That's all. That's it. I ain't going to hold y'all to that all day, because, see, my thing is, we got to look at that prayer. That prayer to me is the most significant prayer, the most significant thing the Bible ever wrote, you know, that's ever written in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all have people. Some people have issues with, oh, was the Bible written by man? Was it written by God? Was it written by this? Was it written by that? There are men that live before us that have guided us to teach us what we need to know today. So whether you believe in God, the Bible, you don't believe in God, the Bible, that's fine. But look at the teachers of this history. That right there in a nutshell, that's all I needed, and I'm going to pass that to my generations, because see, here's the thing. You can't do nothing about certain things. You can't do nothing about being born black, being born white, being born in America. You can't pick your family. You understand what I'm saying? You cannot. And the one thing I learned, like, black people, a lot of us are scared of therapy, and we have this stigma, oh, if you get in therapy, oh, he must be crazy. I'm going to tell you something. When you go talk to an unbiased person that is not related to you in any way, shape, or form and doesn't know you, they're not coming from a place of judgment or a place of opinion when you talk to them. All they know is what you're telling them. And one thing I learned from this therapist, and I'll never forget when I asked her, you know, I was complaining about what this person did and what that person did. And my therapist told me straight up, she was like, okay, what about you? And I'm over here like, I'm perfect. She was like, no, it's not that you're perfect, because you ain't perfect. But she said, you can only control your reaction. You can't control the actions of that person. And that's something that I stick with and makes me feel good, because I've had some people that I really loved, even family and, you know, beyond that. I cherished our friendships and our love and guides for each other, and I thought we were really going to be able to do some things. But unfortunately, these things didn't happen. So what I had to realize is I got to keep going, y'all. I got to keep doing trade no matter what. You know what I'm saying? And so no matter what you do or anybody else does, that can't control Trey. Trey got to keep working. Trey got to get it in. Trey got to get it in. Trey got to get it in nonstop. And if you're listening to me, you understand what I'm saying? You're within the sound of my voice, and you know what kind of dude I am, you got to get down too, man. We got to make this thing happen. But I'm going to play this song for the people that I do consider. I'm going to say what you are to me. You're underachievers. And when I say you're underachievers, y'all, I've been doing stand-up comedy for 15 years. There are a lot of people that want to sit and judge and say, oh, you should be here in your career. You should be there in your career. You know what? I'm fine. I am so blessed with what I'm doing. I'm happy and content. God got some good things going on in my life. You understand what I'm saying? I've done over, at this point now, y'all, over at this point, 17 films. 17 films. 4 major commercials. To top it off, been on CSI, been in a major motion picture. How many of you that are trying to judge my career have gone to sit down and paid $8 and saw yourself on the big screen? How many of y'all that's trying to judge my career sat in your living room and was just chilling and even arguing with your girl and your commercial came on? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't say that. So for you people that are trying to judge me or trying to act as if I'm not where I should be in my career, this song is dedicated to you. I want you to know that I'm pissing what I'm drinking.
We evolved from small to no hate array. That deep down get your face. And it tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sipping no hate array. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not listening, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. Diamonds glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice lemonade, black ice she thick. Got gel rub down, bitch, some ice and peach. So I treat her real good like hoes on food. Smart like I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And if I'm the fresh, and I say, I guess. Success brought up there, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, wouldn't know how to lie. Got the pitties out today, showing off 10 lines. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not drawn line. Me and skateboard P in the club on time. No, not on time, but it's just in time.
Gucci. We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do that, but I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic. Look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. I'm all that I can be. And I'll admit, I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you can do it too, and you can do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they do it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till the ending. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Gooch.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about?
I pop a heart, I should be on sports, illustrated cool. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Rari, he ain't good. Had a simulated, mutilated, Maserati, Lamborghini, decapitated. That investigation, I'm accumulating. Seeing you with it, that I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Something like Louis, something like Gucci. But I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill. Some chill, some chill, some chill. I'm just around, around the town with the top shop. Talking to the cop, lost a pound, cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought this car. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the car.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about? Gonna lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
If a nigga kid, I ain't tell him kiss your ass.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
That nigga think they going hard, don't make me laugh. Scooch.
Man, that's one of my favorite songs now, man, and I got to bring the person on who made that my favorite song by playing it. I was like, ugh, who is Gucci? I ain't going to lie, y'all. I was like, don't nobody want to hear that Gucci. But look, yeah, I ain't going to lie, man. Gucci got a hot cut, hot album, and as I've researched, man, I've grown to be very fond of this young man and think very highly of him and his music, man. Y'all better pay attention to Chuch. Hey, what's happening with you, the in-house lawyer to goddamn it, Gilroy Radio. What's up there, Addy Clark? What it do, baby?
Hello, hi, say.
What's up with you? How you doing today?
Nothing. Just got out of court. and just run around as usual.
Y'all already know. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. What did you say now?
No. I had missed the beginning of this show, so I'm not sure what you guys were discussing today, but I finally got out of court, so calling in to say hello.
Oh, well, we appreciate you over here, as always, with Gilroy. Today is just a chill day. I'm just basically talking smack about the products I got coming out, the TLP. Oh, you know what, Ateria, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad we live on the air, because now we can discuss all these 1,000 text messages you be sending me with these great ideas. Y'all think you'll be having the greatest ideas, and then I'll be, like, busy, and I'll be like, and I'll hit her back with, cool, good. And she'd be like, what? I mean, it'd be some great ideas, but, you know, hey, as entrepreneurs, as hustlers, we all busy. But, see, now is the time to really put it out there. I want all of the people listening to us right now to know that we are really doing some major stuff between Gilroy and Listen to Your Lawyer Saturdays. Like, we've come together to do some major, major stuff. Guys, we're going to be casting for my video, I'm a Rocker, as well as another video, a song that I won't be talking about yet because I'm still working on it, but it's going to be real hot. It's going to be some R&B type track. Also, we're casting for, like I said, two videos. We're casting for a couple films, and we're also casting for girls to model TLP. That's your Trey Love Pajamas. And to top it off, we're also casting for a reality show. Which girl is going to be the princess of the Gilroy Empire? There are going to be a lot of things, obstacles. I mean, it's going to be real reality show fashion. I want to say this to anybody that's out there in the game of life and pursuing your dreams and passions. Acting, comedy, entertaining, and singing and rapping, this is my passion. This is what I love to do. So I'm not, again, and to say the blessings, I'm still getting auditions. I'm still getting stuff for TV and different films. But during the downtime, what makes most entertainers go nuts is when we have nothing to do, when we're waiting on people to give us stuff. That's why I have to do Gilroy Radio, y'all. I have to do my own films. I have to do this to fulfill myself because I can't wait for Hollywood or anyone else to take the time to smile on me and give me a shot. I got to take my shot. So, Ethereum, I'm going to hush for a minute because I'm going to take you some business. So I want you to go ahead and talk to the people for about 5 minutes and tell them about all the ideas that you had pushed out to me. Tell them what's going on right now and what we got set up between Gilroy and Attorney Clark.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, I was just having an idea that, you know, I know you're going to need to have models for your new TLP line. So I figured that maybe we could do something where we can have, like, a reality show and, you know, incorporate a reality show type of thing into that by looking for the TLP princesses, which would be the TLP models who would model your pajamas and your lingerie. And I think it would be really fun to, you know, have auditions for that and then start, like, a reality show challenge to have people compete to be the next TLP princess.
That's hot, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what's going on. And what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead to the song. And I hope this young lady, you know, the next song I play, I wonder if we can get her in some TLPs, man. You think like, my name being Trey Love, right? And her name being Nicki Minaj. That's a threesome. Nicki Minaj, Etoile, Trey Love. That's all threesomes. So hopefully she'll wear the TLPs. And ladies, you know what I'm saying? Hope you have your moment for life, because when you get your TLPs on, once I touch you, you stuck.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything, that I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me, but I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy, cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment.
Drop down to your knees. Your money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz. Doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be our year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fucking me and Nicki, nigga, getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life. My moment, I just feel so alive.
Man, welcome back to Get Right Radio. We got to listen to your lawyer on, man, Ateria Clark, Attorney Clark. She's on with us, man. You know what, Ateria, something we've discussed, you know what I mean? This is California. You know, I want to bring this subject up because I want to get it out. Let me double check, make sure. Hold on. Let me look. Let me put this out before I give you the floor because there's some things I want you to announce about the legalization of cannabis in L.A., you know, and the collectives and stuff. And, you know, of course, as an attorney, you have to be mindful of the way you discuss this. But we're doing innovative things here on Gilroy Radio. And to be honest with you, legalizing cannabis as well as, in my opinion, legalizing prostitution, there's nothing wrong with these things, man. People got to be entertained. They're going to do it anyway. And there's a lot more things to be taking people to jail for than smoking some dang on cannabis and getting some goddamn sex, because that's what we're going to do. People going to have sex. And I can't, well, I don't know what you're laughing for. I can't speak for everybody else on the cannabis because I don't engage in cannabis or nothing like that. That's not what I do, but I support the people that do it. But sex, I'm going to have, so, but I'm not going to pay for it. That's just something I'm not going to do either. You see what I'm saying? But no, I'm really not going to pay for it because sex, in my opinion, is free. I was born this damn planet. I can't get no free sex. What the hell? Anyway, I'm going to let go on and let Attorney Clark talk about her views and points on the collectives and whatnot and how to get those things started. And, you know, this is California, y'all, so get some information that you'll need. Go ahead and run the floor a minute. But don't forget, y'all, get your TLPs, your trailer for cameras. Ladies, send your sizes over so we can start getting the stuff done to get your TLPs. Because, baby, I want to hold you all night. Now, go ahead, Terry. What's up?
Yes, no, just as far as I can only speak on California law and what's going on in California right now, actually there's about 15 states that have, I wouldn't say legalized marijuana, but have made an exception for people who are qualified patients under California's medical marijuana program and Proposition 215 to legally possess, cultivate, transport, and distribute medical marijuana for themselves and for other patients. If you're a qualified patient or a primary caregiver, the California law does give you that ability to do those things. And we've seen with this new law coming out in California, the proliferation of medical marijuana businesses, dispensaries popping up all over, and a lot of people making, well, they're not supposed to make a lot of money because they're supposed to do it in a nonprofit fashion, but there's a lot of drama going on and a lot of things going on in this area that are going to affect this emerging industry. And, I mean, I see it as an emerging industry because it's just really taking off with the state of California. And then, like I said, 15 other states have passed medical marijuana legislation. The state of Florida is now considering that, and the state of Florida will probably be the first southern state to actually implement a medical marijuana program. There's bills on the table before the federal government to reschedule marijuana to a Schedule 2 or Schedule 3 drug and also implement a federal medical marijuana program. And the Washington, D.C. has also passed medical marijuana provisions, which, you know, D.C. is a federal territory. So, but at the same time, you still have the feds raiding a lot of these dispensaries, even after the Obama administration said they wouldn't. And you have still people getting arrested, even though they have recommendations, because it's just a very dirty game, and there's a lot of tricks that are being played to have people think that they can do one thing, and then, you know, it turns out to be something else. And, I mean, I still get clients calling me saying that they've gotten these marijuana cases, and I showed the police officer my recommendation, and I've done everything I'm supposed to do, so why am I still getting cited and arrested? And there's ways to avoid that. There's the state of California actually has a state card that you can secure that will protect you from arrest, provided you're staying within the guidelines of California law. But I would just, if anybody is interested in getting involved in that industry or understanding the laws behind it, I will be addressing that on the Listen to the Lawyer Saturday shows and also discussing it as part of our Building Empire seminar series. So, yeah, everybody just stay tuned for updates on that. Like I said, it's still very crazy. It's been legal in the state of California for the past 15 years for medical purposes, but we're still, even in the state of California, are seeing a lot of people getting arrested, raided, and a lot of things still going down, even though the voters of the state have voted to have medical marijuana in place and to make provisions for people who need medical marijuana for medical purposes to have access to that. And it's just a lot of litigation going on right now. A lot of cities are banning dispensaries, and people are not understanding that. But in reality, dispensaries aren't actually provided for under the medical marijuana program or under Proposition 215, which was the initial proposition that got this all started. But under both of those programs, collectives are allowed. Patients can associate with other patients to cultivate their medicine and primary caregivers. And if you're a primary caregiver.
Right, I'm listening. That's a real piece. I hope y'all heard that. Go ahead, Terry. I'm sorry. I just kind of laughed.
And I mean, if you're a primary caregiver, the California law allows you to provide medical marijuana to up to 10 patients in county and one patient outside the county of Los Angeles. So that there is, I mean, if you started a primary caregiver business and you wanted to get into assisted living facilities and things like that, I mean, there's an avenue for you to be able to, you know, establish a business in that industry and provide medicine to patients who need it, you know?
Okay, let me cut you off a little bit. No, I'm saying it because look, you gotta understand. I'm for, hey, ladies and gentlemen, to those of us who are like, so, okay, to you LA people, you know, y'all don't understand how lucky y'all are. Y'all spoiled. Y'all see stuff that we don't get to see. When we see certain things, we naturally get scared. Y'all, I'm from Miami, Florida, right? So you got to understand, like, my first time, literally, y'all, literally, I'm telling everybody in the nation and the world, the first time you walk into a marijuana store and you're from Miami or you're from down south, you get, like you be, like, looking behind your back, like, where the police? Where is the police? I'm finna do 30 years. Look at all this marijuana. But, hey, it's like I said, it's different, and I hope that people are paying attention. And, see, my thing is, when you look at it, I look at the effects of alcohol over time with people. I look at the effects of other drugs. I'm never saying, like, legalized cocaine and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, my thing is, I mean, I know people that are very intelligent, great hardworking people that engage in this extracurricular activity. And my thing is, I don't think children should be doing it. I think there are things, I mean, this is coming from a real place, being a father. I have 16-year-old twin daughters, you know what I'm saying? And I'm always thinking about the stuff that they're dealing with and going through, peer pressure. And as a father, I'm very concerned, you know. I don't want my children smoking marijuana. I don't want my children doing certain things. But if they're adults, it's just like an issue that is touchy. You know, people talk about, you know, homosexuality. But if your 25-year-old kid comes up to you and says, hey, you know, this is what I'm into. This is what I like. And it's still your child. I think that it's kind of demonstrative for us to give up on our kids or kind of, disown our kids and stuff like that because of them not allowing them to be themselves. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just want to say, like, to people, you know, let's ease up a little bit. There's so much more going on, so many things we could be fighting over. Why fight over something that, in my opinion, is not even worth fighting over? That's like what you're saying.
You'd be actually very surprised to know, and a lot of people don't know this, but you'd be surprised to know that marijuana is actually classified under the federal scheduling scheme as a harsher drug than cocaine. Marijuana is a Schedule One drug, and cocaine is a Schedule Two drug. So you can actually get my doctor's prescription to get cocaine, but marijuana at this point is still classified as a Schedule One drug. And I mean, it's ridiculous. And there's so many studies that they've done. There's so many things that they've done to counteract what the reason that they've implemented these laws and made these harsh laws, because there's no evidence to support the laws that they've established regarding marijuana. You have 400,000 people dying, 400,000 people a year in the United States dying of cigarette tobacco. 400,000. That's more than car accidents, overdoses on harsher drugs, and everything combined. More, 100 times more than those things. There's zero deaths from marijuana, and yet they have it classified as one of the most dangerous drugs out there, and it's very contradictory in everything. This whole, because I've studied like this law, and I've been really in the books on this one, and it's just very contradictory about how everything is going down. But if you do follow the provisions of California law and do your part, if you do, you know, if you are a patient or if you are a primary caregiver, you know, they have created this avenue, but it's amazing. It's amazing all of the political things behind this movement. And, I mean, California almost voted to have it legalized across the board for everybody over the age of 21. They missed it by about 4 percentage points. So in 2012, it's most likely going to get legalized. And I'd also like to invite your callers. They're actually having a hemp convention April 1st to April 3rd at the L.A. Convention Center, and I would encourage your callers who are interested in this industry to go to that because you will be amazed. And unfortunately, I went last year and I went the year before last, and unfortunately most of the room is full of other people and black folks who really need to get this information. I mean, I could count the number of black people on my hand that were there, but that place was packed, the L.A. Convention Center packed at the hemp convention the past couple of years. So,
well,
I tell you what, you can
guarantee that I'm gonna be there this year. I mean, like I said, I'm
and it's only $15. It's only like $15.
I don't care how much it is. Just know. Just everybody needs to know. If you're looking for me this year, I'm gonna be. tough thing. And see, I'm gonna tell you, not that I don't care, my goodness, because see, I call him Bill Clinton cigarettes. But let me tell you something. When you have a little thing and you and your girl is getting down, I want to dedicate this song to like this weekend that I had with this girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, y'all be thinking it's a game. If you come from work on Friday, I will send you to work on Monday. Fucked.
See, woman,
yeah.
You really want to know what I like about you?
For sure.
You really want to know?
I'm waiting.
Well,
I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream. I love your scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know I need your cream. I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream. I love your scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know I need your cream. I guess you know that you got me the day that you laid lips on me. You know you are so talented. So please tell me that we'll do this once again.
Because I can't keep up with your face. You're mine.
your niggas judge you. It's the same thing that make me wanna love you. From the smell of your hair, I wanna hug you. To the way you yell, give it to me, wanna fuck you. Plus, you ain't tripping off a nigga cause he's thugging. That's why I'm twice as happy as relationships and was. But my partner say you're tripping with his cousin. But never mind, I don't listen, they be bugging. They find it hard to understand how could tip love. This girl with a minute and out of strip club. Well, maybe cause tip clubs, leaving with girls. And in the morning, they'll be waking up with six girls. They don't know we more like homies when we pick girls. Why you worried about it? He ain't gotta make it his girl. Fuck what he think about you, I think you the shit, girl. Make me wanna bring another kid in the world. But she a freak, though.
She got angel eyes, what the baby say? I want my mom and dad to meet her, maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak, though.
And keep talking about her because I can't keep up with you, say. You're mine. You're mine.
I've been told every nigga in the street.
That's my boy, T.I. Y'all know I'm a T.I. fan, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got but a few minutes left on Gilroy Radio. Tweeting me Tuesdays. Y'all know I have to come in here and holler at y'all for a minute. I got a very special guest on the line. One of the girls I like to play with. Y'all better catch a Candy Smile. What's up, Candy?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good now that I'm on the phone with you. What's going on with you, baby? How's everything in your world?
I'm doing good. I'm doing better now that I'm on the phone with you.
You making me blush and stuff. I'm trying to be cool. You over here like, hey, so, Candy, you going to get you some TLPs, baby?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I got something that's going to fit you just right. You know, I'm like, it's going to hug you. You know what I'm talking about?
Really?
Yeah, I'm having TLP special made, you know, to where, like, right there on that part where y'all need to be touched, right?
Really?
Yeah. Hey, Siri, I got my attorney on the line. Siri, you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about putting, like, I don't want to put my face on, like, the crotch of the TLPs because that's kind of nasty. I thought about it because dudes, like, when they're hitting their girl, they'll be, like, pulling the girl panties to the side, and I don't want to do it with my face.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna put my face on the thing, but I was thinking about like something special to put down there to keep it warm for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Keep it right and keep it tight. Y'all feeling that, right?
Yeah.
So Candy, we've talked before and we've had some discussions about a different lifestyle. You care to? Now we were talking about cannabis with the attorney. Not because, see, I want to do a relationship show coming up to everybody. I want everybody to know the fact that I've dated younger girls, older girls, mature girls, immature girls, gangster girls, good girls, Muslim girls, Christian girls, biracial girls, out of my racial girls. I've dated all kind of girls, so I would think that kind of makes me an expert in a relationship. Wouldn't you guys say that?
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, you all, I mean, just because I didn't stay with them long doesn't mean that I'm not an expert in dating. That has taught me women and taught me the ways you all act. So what I want to start up on Thursday, and I'm going to do a real late night. Attorney Clark helped me come up with this. I'm going to be doing kind of late night shows, and I'm going to talk about relationships. I want, like, women, brothers, too, send me, like, letters and whatnot about what you're going through in relationships. And I know I can help you because I think that, like I said, I wouldn't say that I'm the foremost expert, but I would say with all the wonderful dating that I've had the pleasure of being able to do, I'm pretty good at being able to break down a relationship and be like, uh-uh, don't go for that, she lying. Or be like, uh-uh, he full of crap, girl. Don't, you know, I'm going to help you with that. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So, Candy, are you in a relationship? Yeah, I'm good at that. So, yeah, because, I mean, I've helped you out with your relationship, huh, baby?
Yeah, you did.
Did I spice it up a little bit for you?
Oh, my goodness.
She blushing. Hey, y'all, hold on a second. This song dedicated to Candy. Candy, this is from me to you, okay? You listening, baby?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hey, do attention. I might have a little something for us to do a little later, okay? We're going to talk. But this is for Candy, y'all.
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby.
The first time that I saw her face, Yes, I do. Yes, I do, girl. I just want to have fun with you. And this is what we're gonna do.
Let's get freaky.
Freaky.
Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky.
Freaky.
Let's get freaky.
Her body standing there. I want to wrap my fingers through her hair. She was, so, sexy. I can't let her pass me. I just want to have fun with you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, girl. I just want to have fun with you. This is what we're gonna do.
Let's get freaky.
VIMradio.com. They are doing some research and stuff like that. Y'all check out my page, man, facebook.com/TreyLoveGilroy. And for those of you who know my page goes up and down, sometimes it's full, go to facebook.com/GilroyTreyLove. Meet me over there. I had to start a whole nother page, baby, because you know your boy missed the 5,000 on them. Now, I want to say to the two ladies that are on the line right now, y'all make sure y'all check out Listen to Your Lawyer on Saturdays. I love what you're talking about, Atiri, and I can't wait till they legalize marijuana in Miami. They're going to shut the weed man down. Lord Jesus. Anyway, I want you to say goodbye to the people, let them know that they can catch you this weekend. But before you do, because I know my girl, she just called in to holler at us, say bye, Candy. And, Candy, I think we need to start some stuff and get us a little thing going around this nation, because it's a lot of undercover freaks, and we got to let everybody out. So say bye to the people, Candy.
Bye, people.
She sounds good. Anyway, all right, that was Candy Smiles. Thanks for calling in, baby girl. We're going to chit-chat later. You know how we do. And Atiria Clark, the floor is yours, baby. Go on and take the floor, Miss Clark, and let everybody know what's cracking.
Yes, just invite everybody to tune in on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Pacific time for Listen to the Lawyer Saturdays, where we'll talk about different legal topics, including the medical marijuana industry and the laws around that industry. And you can also find me on Facebook at Community Law Firm, or email me at communitylawfirm@gmail.com, or you can call me toll-free at 866-347-9247 if you want to
All right. Okay, cool. You already got the information. All right, everybody. This has been another episode of Twitter Me Tuesdays. This is the one and only Trey Love, the playboy of comedy, a.k.a. King Gilroy. Got to thank Monica Hughes. Got to thank Sophia Reed. Got to thank the young lady who was just on the line, Attorney Clark, as well. And thank all you out there that listen to me, support me. Man, we over here making things happen, having a good, good time doing it. And, you know, people wondering, oh, it's Trey. You know, the girls like me. They want to know what's up with me. I'm going to just say this here, baby. You know what I'm saying? If you loving me, I'm loving you back. And this dedicated to all my girls out there. You know what I'm saying? Except one. It ain't dedicated to her, but it's dedicated to the rest of y'all. You heard me? Church.
I could never be your boyfriend. You know I got a special girl, and I could could never be your husband, but that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island, we can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep it hush, girl. Take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go, cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know. So I could take you to a hotel, we could be there just for two of us. Girl, I love you cause you don't tell.
Twitter Me Tuesday. Catch y'all on the next one. Church.